You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
8 pieces of the clothing of the Kohen Gadol will bring forgiveness for a special wrongdoing that Am Yisrael committed. So Kohen Gadol had a robe that was blue color. The Gemara brings, Gemara Erachin, that that would forgive, cause forgiveness for slandering. You know what the slandering is? It's Baruch Hashem. For Chet Lashon Hara. So now, the question that is asked, how come is a robe? How do you say Lashon Hara? Where do you say Lashon Hara with? With your mouth? Ah, okay. So now, if we supposedly to ask forgiveness for whatever that we committed for our mouth, so we should have like this mask, no? So he, Kohen Gadol should have like, you know, the painter that put mask, or Chas V'Shalom, people that, you know, they have flu or something. They put this thingy, they call it mask, what do you call it? Yeah. They put it over their mouth. No? You didn't think about this? How? No, so the question that is asked, what robe has anything to do with Lashon Hara? Because, as we agreed, you say Lashon Hara with your mouth.
When we say Lashon Hara, it's like we are dressing somebody else with a lot of alila, things that is not true. It's, you are miyandesh levase felam kushut.
Chazak baruch, chazak baruch, very nice. And then why is blue color?
Sky?
Shamay. So what?
When you say Lashon Hara, with your mitzvot, you cover all the avonot that you did.
What's the color has anything to do with it? Blue color.
Avonot Hashem.
Hashem has color?
Yes. The color is blue. The same way that the sea reflects the Shamayim and makes blue, and is not blue, but you look like blue. It's the same way when you say Lashon Hara for somebody, it's like you are painting him and everybody see it different way.
No, but is it blue or is not blue? Is it imaginary or is blue?
The water is not. The water is imaginary. It's the reflection of Shaman.
The water?
Yeah.
Fine, but it's... that's what we, the intention that we have when we cut our tzitziot. So now, here, Halakhani Arar brings a very beautiful insight. First of all, why is the atonement has to be a robe that covers your whole body and not a mask over your mouth? And the answer here is, people that they have such an addiction, illness, they talk about other people and they say slander, their whole body is affected by tum'ah. It's not that you don't put on tefillin, it relates to your arm or your head. Lashon Hara, as we see in two chapters in Torah Shah, Tazriya Metzora, all the details, that he becomes Tameh and he has to go out of the camp. So that's what the rope represents. That you become totally Tameh, as the slander would shout and says that he's Tameh, so people do not come close to him. That's the message of the rope that covers the whole body. So what is the bluish color represents? So now, we know the ocean is reflection of the blue color. So what is that supposed to mean? So the ocean has an attitude, and it moves. How does it move? It has a wave. So the babe says, look at me, I'm coming. So he rises, and then just about to come to the city. So what happens all of a sudden? Huh?
sand pulling back.
The shore.
Yeah.
The shore stops it.
The shore is Am Yisrael.
The shore stops it. So now here, Arav Keli Yakar says a beautiful thing. He says, the Kohen Gadol will wear a robe, color of the blue, to teach us. Look at the wave. Look at the wave. You know how strong it is? How dangerous it is? But even though that he rises and wants to come, he said, look at me, I'm coming. And then all of a sudden, stops. So now Rav says that this blue color should remind us that sometimes we have a big wave inside of our mouth. It's just about to come out. You want it? You think I don't know what you're all about. I know what to tell you. I know what to tell you. You think I don't know? You think I don't know? You think you're smart? Then you have to remind yourself about the ocean, that your teeth and your lips are the shore. You have to stop the wave. And the more right you are and you know what people are up to, it's very, you know, interesting that when they get angry at other people and they want to tell them something, how do they say it? That's one thing. Hazaka Baruch. What else? Huh? No. Like, no, people argue and then say, you know, you're just about to tell them something. No, we're not talking about tzaddikim. They say, Ache, man, chive to vegan. Huh? Chive to vegan. Huh? And this is an expression that, you know, we all have. You know, you see people, ay, ay, ay. Ba'id. You have such an attitude, is ba'id. But here the delicate point is so powerful, and that is, you can make every minute Yom HaKippurim. The same way that Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh Kodeshim with his blue robe, and Mechaped Avonotav, if you be able to stop this wave that it just came out of your mouth, then you gain such a kapara. And the harder it is, and the bigger wave do you have, you make a stronger shore, then all your avonot, is that Hashem will be mechape.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.